Welcome back. We have Van Morrison here, a scientist, with Hour 2 on Fridays. And we often do a recap on our video live stream. And if you haven't signed up already, go to NutriMedical 1, N-U-T-R-I Medical number 1, on Skype. Sign up. And if you get approved, of course, you send your request over to Connect. You can either send a message and we'll tell your question on air, or we can actually put you on air to talk. And of course, we can actually make you go live. So that's really cool. And we will often do it within the first hour to hour and a half after the show, after the last show, so that you can actually review topics. Now, today, and you have a number of topics to cover. I looked at your list here. You have 7 different attachments. Wow. So tell me what's going on. What's happening?
Well, I want to cover 2 subjects today. One of them is TSC, and that's the transmissible spongiform encephalophily. And that's what we call prions. And people may not have heard of prions, but they're going to hear about them because they're right here in the United States, and we've known that for a long time, but it's getting closer and closer to us. And the other subject I want to talk about is Zika, because the administration has asked for $2 billion to fight Zika, and the House has approved a $500 million in funding, and they want to wait until the fall before they make the full funding. So it's part of the budget for next year. You know, they do that at the end of October. And the Senate has its own bill on Zika, but they don't seem to be too concerned about it, and so I want to go over some of what's going on. But first I want to talk about prions.
Right.
And we first learned about prions when studies were made just recently in Papua New Guinea. You know, they were cannibals. It was a ritualistic cannibalism, and they ate the brains and nervous systems of their dead. And it was called kuru, and they'd been doing that for generations.
Right.
But then in the 20th century, scientists discovered that kuru was the result of misfolded proteins that occurred in the DNA. Now, nobody's ever seen a prion. I mean, they theorize that there's this prion that's a misfolded protein that occurs in the DNA, but nobody's actually seen it.
Yeah.
But we call all such diseases prion diseases.
Do you know how prions, my theory about how they arose?
From scrappy and sheep.
No, I'm going to go even further back in what I call intelligent or redesign or creation. And this is something you're not going to see in the literature, but what happens is that we have what's called DNA reverse transcriptase. We can actually convert back from proteins into RNA and RNA into DNA. Now, there's an intermediate form, which is called microtubules. The microtubules actually can govern the ultrastructural of proteins. So proteins actually, what happens is proteins are an adaptation to the environment, and the proteins can then actually code for a new RNA and new DNA. So if you have an environmental change, whether it's a mineral concentration or toxin or ultraviolet light or whatever, the protein conformational change can actually cause genetic change, which is intelligent. It's non-random. So it's non-random changes to DNA that are caused by information flow from the environment back through microtubules and proteins back into DNA reverse transcriptase to actually make RNA and DNA. So you actually have, and we're going to talk about this with Bruce Lipton, about his book, 10th anniversary book called Biology of Belief, that we've actually discovered the mechanisms that you actually have encoding, you have an encoder in your DNA for encoding new DNA code. Interesting, eh?
That's very interesting. Yeah,
it means during your life you're actually making new code in your cells. So it's almost like you've got a Silicon Valley guy down there coding new DNA, both epigenetically and genetically, and there's a flow between epigenetic code and DNA code. So firstly, you get what's called adaptive changes to proteins. Then you get microtubules, and then you actually have... So the prions are actually, in a sense, a break-off of this structural change where proteins actually code new DNA. And what prions are is they're the remnants of previous organisms that now can code for themselves using these DNA replicase systems or reverse transcriptase, and they literally can take over the cell reproductive process to make more of the same proteins that can infect cells So in a sense, they're a form of co-evolution where it's not evolving. It's an intelligent design system that's allowed in all life forms that are actually redesigning themselves continuously. It's like if you created a robot that was smart, that could redesign itself 1,000 years from now, it would be really smart. Well, the body and the DNA and all living things actually does have that. And the organisms that have more of the genetic capacity to modify their own DNA become the more advanced ones. So that's why you'll see some forms of primates that look pretty primitive and others look pretty advanced, because there's intelligent redesign coded in those organisms that are genetically predisposed with their current genetic code to actually recreate themselves faster into a new adaptive future. Interesting, eh? So in other words, it's not the random thing that they talk about, random mutation as the source of evolution, is not true. It's a punctuated creation. And it's my view that a lot of that is also what are dealing with spiritual issues, where the word God talks about, he speaks into life and recreates it. He takes the dust of the earth. The dust of the earth can also be pre-man or proto-man and recreated us into man. So I think that we are actually recreating ourselves depending on our toxic future to be more resistant. For example, there's a people in Iran that actually live in a town that's been radioactive for tens of thousands of years, that's more radioactive than Fukushima, and none of the people get sick or cancer by relation to other people. If you go to that town, though, you get blasted. So it's selected for people that are genetically adapted to high radiation environments and have the enzymes to protect their cells, the tissue, and their DNA.
That is fantastic.
Yeah, it means over a period of millennia, the Pacific Ocean will adapt to Fukushima, but it might as a massive extinction level event. But you'll have radio-resistant organisms emerge over the next, say, 10,000 to 100,000 years, which in geological time is pretty short, but it will happen, but it'll take a long time.
Yeah, they discovered up in at the Nevada test site when they were testing the atomic bombs that reptiles survived the radiation.
Right, and they become more resistant. You see the same thing actually within 10 years, where it not only speeds up evolution. So, for example, you'll see the organisms in the zone of exclusion around Chernobyl, which basically means wormwood, has actually sped up their evolution dramatically, and I call it punctuated recreation rather than evolution, because these organisms now, they have mice that have like developed the capacity to jump like kangaroos. They got beaver that are not like beaver, they're beaver-ish. They're much more aggressive, they're more like badgers. They got all kinds of different organisms that sort of look like the organisms in the surrounding woods hundreds of miles away, but the radiation has punctuatedly recreated them. And they're radiation resistant. If you go to these areas, you're going to get blasted. But these organisms are just perfectly fine. Interesting, eh?
All right. Well, I'm going to get back to prions.
Yeah, I wanted to. Anyway. This explains what prions are, because people need to understand they're very freaking dangerous, because if they get in your soil, they can persist for 100 years or more.
Yes, except we found a mineral that will degrade prions. But anyway.
Oh, really? That's cool. I didn't know that. Teach me.
I'm trying.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry to interrupt. We have lots of time.
So this was a study that was published in Nature, and, you know, people have been studying, scientists have been studying kuru ever since we discovered it.
Right.
And so these scientists found out that a genetic mutation, which is what you're talking about, protects some of those people from the prion disease. And if they're going to follow through on this and do another study,
right?
But that's their hypothesis. They think it was a genetic mutation, and some people who are cannibalistic don't get this kuru. And you know, if they can figure out one that it is a genetic mutation that's protecting these people, and two, if they can identify exactly what happened, we may be able to get a cure for prion disease. Wouldn't that be wonderful?
That would fit in with my theory that, for example, if they're eating prion-laced tissues, if they have the specific genetic trait to protect them against the prions taking over their endoplasmic reticulum and the reverse transcriptase, that would mean they're protected, because anybody that doesn't have it dies. So they selected for the genetics to prevent the prions from taking over their cells.
Yes, and
that's cool.
They're going to go back and study that.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah. Another prion disease is called bovine spongiform encephalitis, BSE.
Right.
Now, you're going to hear a lot of different names for prion diseases, but that's just the way it happened because of the way it evolved. And
right.
BSE was first diagnosed in Britain in 1985, so that wasn't so long ago. And cinsin has been found in cattle throughout Europe and the Middle East. And like kuru in humans, it is believed that the practice of feeding cattle the offal from livestock rendering created the conditions for BSE to form. When a sheep with scrappy, which is another prion disease, was mixed into cattle feed.
Right. And in fact, it's a process that started important down in Britain, where they're feeding ground up cattle that were already slaughtered and putting them in cattle feed because it increased the body weight and the growth rate of younger cattle by eating, cannibalizing older cattle. When you're talking about vegetarian organisms, they also carry the prions in the ground down bones, bone marrow, and other tissues, nervous system.
Yes, it survives in the nervous system. And farmers had neglected the basic tenets, and that is that cattle are herbivores, and they only eat certain plants. They don't eat every plant. They like grass.
Right.
And so they weren't feeding the cattle grass.
Right.
Cattle are very temperamental about what plants they eat. So farmers supplemented the cattle feed with the offal from the slaughter operations, and that turned the cattle into, and I'm going to use the term cannibals because I don't know that we have a word for cattle that means the same as it does in humans, where you're eating your own species, including the brains and the central nervous system. And cattle became sick, unable to walk, unwilling to eat, and died after about 5 years with this unknown disease. And it was unknown. And it was later described to be similar to a TSE, or prion disease. So a worldwide effort to remove cattle and sheep offal from cattle feed was begun, but not soon enough to keep beef-eating humans from degenerating with a variant of the inherited Crutchfield-Jakob disease, CJD, which is another prion disease. And the BSE epidemic in Britain lasted from 1979 to 1992, and I'm sure that you remember that because it was frantic.
For it to finally have its full flower, though, might take 50 years. We've seen evidence, and I took here and saw some of the first cases of spongiform encephalopathy scrapie in eastern Canada in Halifax, Nova Scotia, with Dr. T.J. Murray, who is a motion disorders director and dean of medicine, and some of the senior residents. And there may be a hiatus of 20 or 30 years before it declares itself as a full-blown disease. It's not going to happen necessarily overnight.
Well, except for the variant. And so I want to talk about that.
Right.
During the search for BSE in countries other than Britain, a case was found in a cat in Norway and in exotic ruminants. Ruminants are animals that have two stomachs or four stomachs, however many they have, but they're like cattle. And those were the ones that were found in zoos, so they were captive ruminants, even though they were exotic. And they were being fed a diet that included what? Cattle and beef offal. So they were ingesting, and in fact the oral route is the way that prions get into the body. And they also found it in canned cat food, and so there were some affected pet cats. And just recently, this is a new discovery, recently a wild reindeer was discovered with another prion disease called chronic wasting disease in Norway. And this is the first time that chronic wasting disease was found in a wild animal in Norway. And they have no transmission route identified. They don't know how this reindeer, which is wild, what they were doing is they were going to track the reindeer herds. So they were going out in helicopters, and when they saw a herd, they'd land, they'd go up there, and they'd tag their ears. And one time they saw a reindeer that was obviously sick. They took it back to the laboratory where it died. And when they did it's not called an autopsy, but when they looked at it to determine cause of death, it was a prion. It was CWD, chronic wasting disease.
Yeah, they might have been eating, basically stool of some animal that was a carrier.
Well, they just don't know because this was a reindeer. I mean, Norway is a long ways north.
Yeah.
And normally you wouldn't be importing reindeer because you'd be exporting.
But you know also the thing is the prions will exist in normal soil up to several hundred years. But in the subarctic area, like in tundra, we know that, for example, they've exhumed a woolly mammoth that was frozen with a massive, basically a tropospheric inversion. So the temperature dropped 200 degrees below zero in a matter of seconds, just like the movie The Day After Tomorrow. And it froze giant woolly mammoths six times the size of an African elephant with food in their mouths. And the food in the animal flesh was frozen so quickly they could serve steaks of the woolly mammoths to restaurants in Paris 10,000 years after they froze solid in a matter of seconds, like dropping them to liquid nitrogen.
Yes, and people should watch that movie called The Day After Tomorrow because it shows that change, how that could happen so fast. It would take a really strong high pressure to do that.
Right.
High pressures push the air towards the ground, and when it comes down from high in the troposphere, it's very, very cold. And
right.
So it could do a flash freeze.
My colleagues at the Woodsull, Massachusetts and Bedford Institute in Halifax, because I did oceanography, they actually went up to the Baffin Island, which is half the size of Australia, and they found woolly mammoths with tusks 26 feet long, six times the size of an African elephant, flows solid, like dropping a liquid nitrogen, tens of thousands of years ago. Just boom, they're frozen solid. So tropospheric inversions do happen, like The Day After Tomorrow. It's not just sci-fi. You wonder if...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Here's your chance to own land in our great nation for as little as $350 down and $99 a month. At the end of a year, you own it. This is your chance to own a piece of New Mexico in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range that's a national park, yet a short drive to town, a perfect place to camp, or own as an emergency retreat for your family for generations. $350 down, $99 a month. Go to landho.tv now. Similar-sized parcels in the same development have sold for up to $15,000, some even more. Folks, we bought this land right and can pass the savings on to you. Purchase online via PayPal at landho.tv. Other listeners have already visited and purchased from our website, so we know there's a keen interest. Don't let this be a missed opportunity for you. Land that's yours in less than a year for an incredible $350 down and $99 a month. Inventory is getting seriously scarce, so visit our website today. Land in sunny New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month. Landho.tv. LANDHO.TV.
Not being able to fall asleep is so frustrating. The tossing, the turning, the adjustment of pillows and blankets. Ugh! Eventually, you just decide to get up and start your day really early. It doesn't have to be this way, though. Power Sleep is an all-natural, non-prescription formula that will help you sleep like a baby. It contains neurotransmitter nutrients that promote the production of serotonin, which is responsible for feelings of well-being. Power Sleep is easy to digest and absorb and is made in a base of active probiotics. Don't miss another night of sleep. Order your power sleep at energywave.com or call 800-TURTLE-5. Add PowerVites to your cart while you're browsing. Perfect for Monday mornings. They're a complete multivitamin and mineral formula that will give you the energy you need to get through your day. Nourish your immune system and feel great. Get all the info and place your order at energywave.com. Enter code word SLEEP to get free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
So, part of the thing that's going on is not only the ends of ice ages, which we're now, in a sense, the end of a major long-acting ice age, we're also going into a relative cooling period called a Maunder period of a mini ice age, which is a slight drop in temperature. But we're at the end of a very long period of ice age, and it's releasing a lot of these ancient organisms. And the interesting thing is these prions can exist in the soil and come up in plants even hundreds of years after the animals died and their bodies have disappeared and you can't find any signs of them anymore. The prions can persist. That's amazing, isn't it?
That is truly amazing. I want to talk a little bit about Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. This was during the middle of the 20th century, about the time that BSE was discovered in Britain. You know, after the World War II, the scientists started looking at senility, and they started separating out the different kinds of senility.
Right.
And one of the kinds that they found was what they called Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and that was because the doctors that found it were named Dr. Creutzfeldt and Dr. Jakob. And they diagnosed it as an inherited disease. That's how they found it. They found that, you know, if it ran in the bloodline, you were more likely to get it. And it had a 70-year incubation period. What happened was the first case occurred when someone ate a sheep without cooking it thoroughly, and the 70-year incubation period didn't rouse suspicions because few people live to be 70. But
yeah,
when
exactly.
They started studying senility, then they discovered that there had been this prion disease among us all this time. However. About that time, the youth, that is people in their 20s, men and women, developed the same symptoms. And a terror arose in Britain because people were losing their children to a disease that they didn't realize was coming from the BSE because these children had been fed beef that contained the prions all their lives. And it had a incubation period of about 25 years, and people who came down with it died within a year after they developed symptoms.
Right.
And so a hue and cry was heard around the world, and it resulted in trade halts in beef products and a change in the diet fed to cattle. And I just want to give some statistics that came somebody is watching and counting how many people have died from this variant. They call it a variant, Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, because the incubation period was much less, you know, a third of Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, and so it was afflicting young adults, which is just devastating to their families. And so I'll just go over a few of the countries here. The United Kingdom, 177, France, 27, Ireland, 4, Netherlands, 3, Spain, 5, USA, 4, and then 2 in Canada and 1 each in Saudi Arabia, Japan, and Taiwan. Spain had 5, has had 5 up to last year. So this was 28 May 2015. And they had a Euro CJD organization that was tracking it, and they've changed their name to International Surveillance Network.
Now, so this is getting into not only elk but also bison. So I wanted to touch that because a lot of people think it's just cattle. They didn't realize a lot of these wild hunters are actually hunting in areas. If it's a BSE positive area, it's dangerous to eat this wild meat.
Well, yeah, and I'm going to get into that. Now, what they discovered when they were doing brain surgery was that subsequent patients were getting prions. And they discovered that prions are notoriously hard to remove from surgical instruments. You know,
you got to melt them down, and you got to literally burn the operating room to the ground in order to get rid of them. You cannot destroy them by just normal cold or hot sterilization. It's 3 atmospheres, even at extremely high temperatures. It doesn't do hardly a darn thing to them.
Yeah, they put new protocols in place, and when it gets spread now, we know that the housekeeping is poor.
Right. Well, they need a little more than housekeeping. It's reconstruction. It's like the stuff with dental.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Poor water quality is a major health issue, and it's only getting worse. Municipalities can't keep up, standards have dropped, and pollutants are increasing. Where does it all end? It ends by keeping the pollutants outside of your home with HydroCare's advanced systems available at Wave Home Solutions. No less than the best purification materials and processes have been developed by HydroCare to provide you with healthy, clean water for drinking, cooking, and showering. HydroCare far surpasses the competition in removing chlorine, odors, iron, lead, chemicals, limescale, and much more. Don't settle for less when it comes to your water. We'll take care of the toughest water problems for you, whether it's from a city or well source. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-WAVE. Or go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is a public announcement. Be ready to copy down a website address at the end of this message. Friends, you've heard our commercial talking about land in New Mexico for $350 down and $99 a month, and we really appreciate your response. But land parcels are getting scarce. Current prices are already going up, and the commercial message you're hearing now could be pulled at any time. So you should act quickly. Our company acquired this development at a great price, and we're able to sell parcels to you at an unheard of $350 down and $99 a month. And at the end of only 1 year, you own it. Purchase via PayPal at landho.tv. LANDHO.TV. And this isn't a swampland deal, folks. This is your chance to own a piece of our great nation in the foothills of a beautiful mountain range. A perfect place to camp anytime or have as an emergency retreat for your family for generations to come. And at $350 down and only $99 a month, it's a no-brainer. Land as a gift or a hedge against economic disaster. Visit landho.tv. LANDHO.TV right now.
Welcome back, and Ann, let's continue. So, yeah, this is scary stuff about wasting disease, and of course it's bad animal husbandry practices feeding animals. I call it species cannibalism.
Yeah, go ahead. You could coin a word, because nobody's come up with a word that describes this, an animal eating its own kind.
Let's call it herbivore autophagy.
Well, but they fed them carnivores.
These are herbivore animals. They're autophagy. They're eating themselves. Herbivore autophagy is animals that are ordinarily herbivores eating themselves. So autophagy, just like you have an autophagic organism that eats itself. This one is a herbivore autophagy. So they're literally grinding up older cattle with BSE in their central nervous system and transferring it to young cattle to make them grow bigger and faster and get them faster to the market. That's what the British were doing, and they actually were achieving much faster growth rates and higher body mass, so they got them to market quicker. Unfortunately, it killed a lot of people.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, and there's probably a lot of people that are kind of cooking in their brain that's going to get them later, too.
Our listeners may wonder, that's okay. We understand that it happened over in Britain and that it's in Europe, but why are we talking about it on this show in the United States? Well, it turned out that, like many other things, when serious disease breaks out, every government sends their scientists over, and the stated reason may be to help the people or to comfort them or to provide them with aid, but really what they're there for is they want to collect a sample of the germ. They want to know how they can weaponize it, and they will bring it back into their native country. And the Japanese are notorious for that, as are the Russians and the Chinese and the Australians and the British and the United States. And what happened was they brought back the prion disease that became known as BSE, bovine spongiform encephalitis, and they infected deer. With it up in Colorado. It was run by a fish and wildlife scientist. And they had them, they captured them in the wild and then they had them fenced in. And they were looking at it to see if deer could catch it.
Yeah, they were experimenting and they let it out is what you're saying.
Yeah, when the funding was cut, they had a chance then to destroy the deer that they had infected. And instead, they just opened the gates and shoot them out, and they went into the wild.
Wow!
So
that's evil. That's not stupid. I call it stupid and evil altogether.
Well, I think he was just pissed off that his funding got cut.
Yeah, but that's a psychotic response to release a potential bioweaponizing platform into the wild. I mean, this is really scary stuff that this idiot did this.
Well, I don't know that he knew what the ramifications were going to be of that. But in any case, yes.
It doesn't take a lot of logic to figure out if you spread gasoline on your basement floor and you throw a match, your house is going to burn down. You should have known
that, Rachel. Right.
It doesn't take a lot of genius-level intelligence if you release a potential bioweapon, when you know that the bovine protein is going to persist even in plants for a century or more, it's the height of idiocy and evil to do that and release it into the environment just because you're ticked because your funding is cut.
Yeah, this was published in the New Yorker magazine back in the 1990s, and it was a fascinating account. And, you know, the Fish and Wildlife Service is run by the USGS. So the USGS National Wildlife Health Center has been tracking it, tracking where chronic wasting disease. So it was BSE in cattle, bovine spongiform encephalitis, and now it's chronic wasting disease in deer.
Right.
Okay, it's still the brand, it's still the same thing, but they gave it a new name. And
right. This
is kind of confusing for people, but I want our listeners to know that prions are prions. Anyway, and on my web and on your live stream, there's a nice map here that shows where United States Geological Service has spread to since then.
Wow.
And they think that eating deer or elk with chronic wasting disease may introduce the prion disease into humans, and then it would be called the variant Crutchfield-Yakov disease. So, you know, they lose in the translation, they lose the fact that it came from eating the deer, and they just say, oh, well, it just happened because it was a spontaneous instance.
Yeah, and by the way, it's easy to scan for someone or an individual or an animal that has this. And here's the technology. You take fluorodeoxyglucose and do a PET scan with a fluorodeoxyglucose-labeled antibody to attach to the prion protein. And if it shows hot on the scan of the central nervous system, you know the person, even if they don't have a declared full-blown disease that would show up clearly on an MRI or CT scan, a spiral transection CT, you'll see the PET scan will light up like a bunch of hot lights or LEDs inside the person's skull or the animal's skull and central nervous system that shows that they have prion proteins deposited in different parts. My guess is they would follow pathways primarily across what's called the ventricular flow rate from the central lateral ventricles to the fourth ventricle to the area below the pons and the upper spinal cord and then all the way down through the spinal cord. And there's a circulatory pathway that people know that happens when you move or walk. And one of the things that exercise does is pump your cerebral spinal fluid. And that's where you'll see the spread of the pathogens follow the CSF flow.
Well, I don't think they're going to do that. And let me go on a little bit further, and I'll show you they don't have much incentive to find it.
No, they don't want to find it. Just like we talk about biosecurity, as we mentioned before, the government does not want to have what we call proper biosecurity to identify with polymerase chain reactions, the presence of a pathogen entering into one of our borders for a seaport or across our physical border or an airline. And they don't want to stop the pathogens. They simply do things like measuring temperature and so on, which is completely useless to identify a pathogen or review their history of where they've been. That doesn't tell you enough.
That's right. That's right. And it depends on the pathogen. Anyway,
right.
So, but the USGS, the Geological Service, is not doing anything to remediate the chronic wasting disease in the deer and the animals that hunters harvest.
Right.
So
each
state now has their own CWD service, and I just got an email from the one in Missouri, so that's the one I'm going to talk about. But if you go to any of the states, up there on their front page, they'll say hunters. And you just go to, or Department of Conservation. So this isn't the Missouri Department of Conservation. They sent out an email, and I'm on their list. Anybody can get on the list. All you have to do is go up to your state website and get on the list, and they'll send you the emails.
Right.
But the Missouri Department of Conservation reminds landowners, deer hunters, and others, and I'm one of the others, that a regulation banning the feeding of deer becomes effective on May 30th this year for 29 counties in Missouri. And they have a nice map here that shows where those counties are. And one of them is the one I live in, which is St. Louis. And then another one is Crawford, and that's where John lives. And grain, salt products, minerals, and other consumer mobile products used to attract deer are now prohibited year-round and they list the counties. And the feeding ban is just one step that Missouri is taking to limit the spread of chronic wasting disease. And it's a fatal neurological disease. Now, they say that it infects only deer and other members of the deer family. Okay, you got to take that with a grain of salt.
Well, I would affect it. It would affect all moles, voles, mice, rats, beaver, any organism that can somehow eat the plants, because the prions come up in the plant body. And if you eat any of these plants, it's going to show up in the body in the central nervous system. There may be a lag time, but you know they're not going to do proper screening to determine if there's BSC in the central nervous system, because BSC is neurotropic.
Yes, that's right. And who's going to be checking voles?
No.
The disease has no vaccine or cure and is 100% fatal.
Right.
Now, they say that chronic wasting disease is spread from deer to deer, and the potential for transmission increases when deer gather in the larger concentrated numbers, such as at feeding sites. So this is they have defined this as the Missouri's CWD management zone, and actually it goes any place, it goes out 25 miles from wherever CWD has been found.
Right.
And they keep track of how many, they ask the hunters to send in the heads and the necks, and they test every deer head that they get, and they know where chronic wasting disease is. Now, the Department of Conservation is also taking to effort to limit the spread of chronic wasting disease. It samples not only the harvested but also the sick and road-killed wild deer around the state each year, and they also do statewide testing. And it's free. I mean, the hunters, all they have to do is send in they have to go through an instruction, a training program that lasts a couple of days. It's a weekend, and so
right.
They're told what they need to do.
Right.
And they've also increased the availability of firearms antlerless permits. You try saying that fast. What that means is that they want the hunters to kill the young deer, because the young deer are going to be going out and spreading the CWD. So they can now kill two instead of one. They also strongly discourage the removal of deer carcasses from these CWD management zone counties, because they can take the disease into a place where it isn't right now, where it isn't concentrated. So, and so the other states are doing the same thing. Sometimes it's not easy.
Yeah.
To get the information, but...
So they're trying to do some form of containment, but they're not using advanced technology to truly identify where the actual organism is present in the CNS of an existing population, or to sample the soil for BSC proteins present even in plants in a particular area.
Right.
Yeah, they could do that.
Recently, researchers have been studying prions in yeast, and they discovered a misfolded protein in thalecress, which is a plant.
Wow.
And so they need to fund that research into plant prions, because, if it gets into our food supply through plants as well as through meat, lots of people could become senile at an early age.
Wow. Yeah, do we have
they
time
show
to cover
that prions
yeah,
in Texas. They've shown that prions are deposited with urine and feces of the infected animals, and that these prions are absorbed into the local plants. And there was a case where some people breed deer to be hunted. I don't know if you know that.
Oh yeah, I've heard of that. Yeah, in places like Saskatchewan too, they do that all the time. As well as
so
Colorado.
In Texas, the guy was doing that, and then he bought the land next door to his and. And what happens is when they build up their deer herd for the fall, and then they move the deer to a open area, more open area, so that the hunters can shoot them. Well, and once they're shot, they're always examined. The Texas Department of Conservation means that they have to be tested. And but this guy, he decided he was going to build a bigger operation.
Right.
And so he bought this pasture that was next to his, and he let his deer out in there, and they started getting chronic wasting disease.
Why?
And yes, why? Well, probably because there were deer roaming around there, and they urinated and they defecated on the land, and the land was probably contaminated with prions.
Wow. Do you have time to cover some of the other issues, too, Ann, before we close out this segment on Zika virus and the other ones you sent over?
Well, okay. I did want to mention that a Wisconsin study in 2009 showed that a common soil mineral, and it's an oxidized form of manganese.
Ah, okay.
Known as, and you may know what this is, bernicite.
Yeah.
No?
Well, manganese is important for a number of major enzymes that regulate also DNA.
Okay, it can degrade prions, and it remains effective for years. So that means that there may be, maybe there's a medicine they can make with it that they can give to people and kill the prions that are inside them.
Is
so that's
that
a...
Fascinating? That's fascinating, where it's just an oxidized manganese.
Yes, and they've known about it since 2009.
Now, we're going to cover some more of this on some of these topics afterward on the recap, but I want you to touch over on some of the Zika, because Zika is asking for federal funding. I read yesterday there's 137 women that are pregnant that are currently Zika positive on their blood, on their testing. So that's really in the United States.
They're saying 279.
Yeah, but there were 137 new cases they quoted yesterday on, I think it was on Drudge, one of these.
And you have to multiply that by 5, so you're talking about 1,500.
Right.
Okay, and the first Zika death has occurred inside the United States. He had lived in Puerto Rico. And what he died of, and I was going to ask you this, he died of... the platelets. He died of bleeding to death because his platelet count was so low.
Ah, so he basically got thrombocytopenia caused by his megakaryocytes in his bone marrow being attacked by the Zika virus.
Okay, can you say that in English?
The cells that make your platelets in your bone marrow got attacked by the unfolding protein response. It's the same as the central nervous system. And it happened to his bone marrow cells that make platelets, so he bled out because he had a drop in his platelet count, and then bled out because of that.
Okay, and they have found people in Colombia with Zika who have also bled out.
Wow.
And we didn't know this about Zika, that it attacked the bone marrow where the platelets are made.
So it attacks not only the CNS, but the bone marrow too. Wow. We come back for another segment, and then we're going to do a video afterwards on a recap. We'll have lots more time to cover and see the pretty pictures you've done for all your amazing teaching. And we'll be back in a moment with more. You don't want to miss it. High-tech science converted to digestible information about scary topics that the government universally mishandles.
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers,
leaders have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Morrison. So, Ann, let's continue. We're going to do a video follow-up after the show here, probably within about 15, 20 minutes, so we can look at your nice pictures and documents here, which you can go to twiland.info. And I strongly recommend right now, before we go to a subscribing info site, which is going to happen here soon, that you donate and support what Ann's doing, because she does an incredible amount of work to take complex information and convert it to something that's understandable. And we post these up, by the way, in our Deagle network. We also post them up on Vimeo. If they're really valuable information, we'll actually put it on our video on demand. Also in our live stream. So it's important to support what we're doing. And if you want to raise a question, actually live and call in, or just raise a question, go to log into NutraMedical One on Skype, and we'll be able to do that for you. So, Ann, please continue.
Yes, well... there was a big case of denial over here in the Western Hemisphere. They said, well, BSE is over there, and what are those Brits doing anyway with their cattle feed? And right. They just didn't think that it would occur here in the United States or Canada. And it was discovered, BSE was discovered in Canada and in the United States in 2003.
Yeah, let me give you a little background history on that. Apparently, it was brought in by Mormon cattle farmers near Cardston, Alberta. And they brought in these British cattle that were not properly screened to make sure they didn't have BSE. And that's how they got into the cattle here. It also got into bison herds because they were nearby the cattle herds in southern Alberta. That's how it arrived. It was actually Mormon ranchers that brought it in from Britain, the actual cattle that were infected.
Oh, that's how it happened.
Yeah, I knew that because I practiced there in the 1980s, and I knew specific people that actually told me how it arrived, because I was an occupational medicine doc as well as primary family internal medicine, and I had government contacts too, so I can tell you that they did it on purpose. They actually brought it in without properly screening the British cattle.
Well, that created quite a stir because the trade in cattle, I mean, every country put up import barriers to cattle from the United States and from Canada. And we still haven't really recovered, because what they did, imports of cattle were restricted to those less than 30 months old. Now, 30 months is a 2.5-year-old calf. And they actually put this in the Code of Federal Regulations.
Right.
And this was done by the USDA, and it was enforced by the United States Department of Agriculture, USDA, by applying restrictions to those cattle producers. Oh, and then in addition, the USDA, there were some cattle producers who wanted to test every cattle that they slaughtered. Every cow.
Yeah, to test their, they want the head, is what they wanted.
Yeah.
Head and spinal cord.
Is there music?
Yeah, the music says we're finished from the radio show, but we're going to do a after the show, which will be a little over an hour from now, maybe an hour and a half. We will do a video of all this important information about Zika and variant form of Jakob-Creutzfeldt disease or chronic wasting disease and all the other nightmarish things that can happen to you if you happen to do the wrong thing, including hunting elk in the United States or eating BSE-affected cattle brought in from Britain after they do what I call species cannibalism of taking herbivore autophagy, I call it, where they're taking animals that eat plants and making them eat their relatives. Not a good thing.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.